Surely the majority of you are well aware of the use of mandibular advancing devices for the treatment of obstructive sleep apnea. However, a less commonly used form of treatment is positional therapy, which takes advantage of the fact that for most patients, their OSA is worse when they are lying on their back. This form of treatment involves the wearing of some sort of band across the torso that positions a hard cushion or similarly firm object in the middle of the back between the shoulder blades. The idea here is that if the patient rolls to the supine position during sleep, then the object worn on their back will make it uncomfortable to the point where they will either avoid that position or roll over to their side and continue sleeping. Recently, researchers from the University of Groningen in the Netherlands published the largest study to date to examine the effectiveness and long-term compliance of positional therapy. The article is titled, Usage of Positional Therapy in Adults with Obstructive Sleep Apnea, and appears in the January issue of the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine. For this retrospective observational study, 40 patients diagnosed with positional OSA who chose to use positional therapy as their primary treatment were recruited for participation. The patients had a baseline and then a follow-up at-home sleep study wearing the positioner after 3 months to assess the treatment effectiveness. The long-term compliance was determined via telephone interview after at least 6 months of treatment. For their results, the authors reported that overall, the positional therapy was considered successful in 68% of the patients, and effectively reduced both the time spent in the supine position and the median AHI. In terms of compliance, however, after an average follow-up period of 13 months, only 38% of the patients were still regularly using positional therapy. This led the authors to conclude that in the short term, positional therapy is an easy method to treat most patients with positional obstructive sleep apnea, showing significant reductions in AHI. Unfortunately, long-term compliance is low, and close follow-up of patients on positional therapy with regard to their compliance is necessary. I think that this study successfully serves to demonstrate the potential with positional therapy. However, despite showing good levels of effectiveness similar to that of oral appliances, for a variety of potential reasons, the long-term compliance with positional therapy is quite poor. It should also be pointed out, as treatment compliance was subjectively assessed via self-reporting by the patient, it is possible that the already low levels of use may in fact be overestimated. You can find the complete version of this article by DeVries et al. In the January 2015 issue of the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine.